Police and school officials are investigating claims that an Algoma University student bilked classmates from India out of tens of thousands of dollars in a tuition payment scam. Rebecca Horst, marketing and communications manager for Algoma University, wouldn't answer specific questions from SU today about the number of complaints it has received from international students at the school who have fallen prey to fraudulent activity. SU today has spoken to two students who say a classmate who offered to have his father act as an agent to pay their tuition to Algoma University on their behalf took their money and left them with thousands of dollars in debt. Algoma University is aware of these serious accusations, and we are deeply empathetic towards any affected students, and we continue to make provisions for appropriate support, said Horst in an email to SU today. Upon being made aware of the accusations, the university promptly reported the incident to the authorities. We have also opened an ongoing student code of conduct investigation. Although we cannot directly comment on our active investigation, in addition to any legal implications resulting from the separate police investigation, any student found to be involved in an inappropriate activity such as this will face sanctions by the university, up to and including expulsion. Saida Marine, who has since graduated, said she reported the alleged scam to Sault Ste. Marie Police Service and university officials. She said she still owes nearly $30,000. According to accounts from the two students who spoke with SU today, the classmate would offer to make tuition payments on their behalf. Once they were satisfied payment was made upon checking their account balances with the university, they would then release their own funds to the classmate. Those tuition payments would eventually end up being disputed. When pressed for repayment, the classmate would make promises to pay them back, only to cut off all contact with them. That's really sad, because even in my wildest dreams I wouldn't even imagine that the person I'm having lunch with, or who's sitting in the classroom with me, scammed me, Marine told SU today. Marine says she knows of 18 other international students from India at Algoma University who have been allegedly scammed, including family friend Abdul Bari Khan. Khan told SU today during a telephone interview that he is out nearly $10,000. The phone just rings. He does not pick up my calls, nothing, said Khan. After this article was published, Algoma told SU today it has been able to identify four students who fell victim to this scam, not 18. Aaron Morrison, the school's director of strategic marketing and communications, said although it is possible more victims will come forward, the university believes the number is lower than originally believed. Algoma University's top priority is supporting the four Algoma University students who report being hurt by this scam, Morrison said. We have also offered police any help we can give in the ongoing investigation. Morrison also said that Algoma has been working with the four victims to access the university's Student Relief Fund to help cover their losses, one way or another. In the meantime, the registrar is making sure they're still able to register for the fall semester while their accounts are being fixed. Any Algoma University students who feel they may have been impacted by this scam are encouraged to reach out to Dave Trudell, Director of Student Life and Ancillary Services, at dave.trudell@algomau.ca. The RCMP is advising the public to contact local police or file a report with the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre in the event of falling victim to fraud or cybercrime.